Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Hey. Ayin Hey 75. As we continue in Perek Klal Gadol, there are these three jam-packed blot here in Klal Gadol. After today, we get back to Hotsa'ah for a couple of weeks, and then we get back to more Malachas when we get into the future Prakim. Okay, but today we are up to Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Let's start with the two dots. Hakosher v'hamatir. So we're going to start from just to note. So I got the Shabbos daf is up. Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dal, they're all up. So hopefully those who want to listen feel free. Just one ha'ara from yesterday, and that is we spoke about the fact that in the Mishkan the ladies used to spin and clean and do all the threading while the wool was still on the animal, while it was still on the sheep. So we mentioned that was normal for them maybe, but not for us. That's kind of ironic because the whole source for Melechas Lachshavis is from them, and now if we do exactly what they did, that is considered Shinoi. Interesting. But we mentioned the Svarno also that says that the reason they did that, this is in Shmos Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chavav, the reason they did that was because there's a more beautiful, pure color and hue to the wool when the processing was done on the sheep. There is another reason besides the Sfarno, and that's the Meshachachma. The Meshachachma is Bedayik. I didn't bring it again today, but the Meshachachma is Bedayik between when it talks about the Tcheles and when it talks about the wool. By the Tcheles it says, the Hanashim v'chol Isha b'yadeha tavu, I forgot the exact Lashon, and by the wool it says, v'chol Hanashim. V'chol Hanashim. Says the Meshachachma, they did it at Dafka while it was still on the animal, so it wouldn't be Makabal Tumah. So even the Isha Nidos would be able to take part because an animal that is alive is not Makabal Tumah. Only a person. A person can be Makabal Tumah. But an animal cannot be Makabal Tumah unless it's dead. That is not Makabal Tumah, it is Tumah. Right? So that is a Nevela. So the Meshachachma points out, so maybe that's why, another reason why they did it while it was still on the animal, because then it is not Makabal Tumah. So the two reasons, the Sfarno and the Meshachachma, and the Meshachachma's of Daik, that's why he says, V'chol Hanashim, by the wool and not by the others. Okay, so we continue with Hakosher v'hamatir. Kshira b'mishkan eichahaveis. Ask the Gemara, where was Kshira? Where was tying done in the Mishkan? Amar Rava, shekein koshrin b'yaseidos ahalim. First suggestion, well, when they tie down the pegs to hold down certain parts of the tent, so that's where they had a tie. That's Kshira. So Amalei Abaya, how kosher amanas lahatiru? I don't understand. That's kosher amanas lahatir. Kshira has to be permanent. If it's not permanent, we'll talk about this in the Shabbat more soon, then it is at most a sederabanan. So this Kshira, though, they tied it down, maybe they would move very soon. So it's kosher amanas lahatir. So why? How could that be the source? If you look at the Chacham Tzvi, 2 days in a row, Chacham Tzvi. Yesterday we had a Chacham Tzvi. If you look at the Chacham Tzvi, this Chacham Tzvi is in the Hosafos to the Chacham Tzvi in the back, in Simen Lamed Beis. He says, what's the Gemara asking? It's Lashal Kayama. Many times they stayed in the same place for months. Right, we learned, Rashi at the beginning of Parashas Maseg quotes that why did it say all the Masos in the Torah? And to show the Chesed of Hashem. Because we had most of the Masos in the first year and the last year. So in the other 39 years, how many times did we move? 15 times? 16 times? Hardly at all. Most of the time we were in the same place. So that's the Chacham Tzvi. What's the Gemara asking? Oh, it's not Shol Kayama. Of course it's Shol Kayama. Most of the time they didn't move. So he says, Va'od, Shebishah Shekoshim Ayesedos, Enam Yodim Masa Yatiram, Shari Api Hashem Yisau, V'yefshah Sheyitzaveh. Oh, this is already the answer. He says, no, you're right, they did stay, but it could be that they wouldn't stay. It could be that Hashem would tell them that day, you gotta move again. V'yefshah Sheyitzaveh Lisa Bobayom, V'yatirah Charem Bobayom, Av Tisho Kama, Lo Mikri Shel Kayama. So that's an important yisod b'halacha. If I tie something, or if I do any malacha, and it could last, but it might not last, it might be, let's say, less than 24 hours, that is not called shel kayama, even if it ends up being shel kayama, because it didn't have to be shel kayama. That's the Chacham Tzvi giving pshat of this line of the Gemara. Even though it turned out to be shel kayama, but it might not have been Shal Kayamas. That's the Chacham Tzvi. We had one source earlier in the Masechta which kind of said the opposite. that said that because it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so everything has a permanent status. We had that back in the second parak in a different context. But it's not a stira, it's just different elements of how to look at Shel Kayam. If you had a look, that was in the Balei Malikin Sugyas that we had on Laman Aleph on Mabez. We spoke about Api Hashem Yachanu Kisoser Almanaz Livnos Bimkom Odami. So in that Sugya, we spoke about this a little bit in the opposite direction. Okay?
It's taking a stance on Binyan versus Avoda versus...
So is this taking a stance on Bona versus Avoda? So this sounds like Binyan. Yisedos Ahalim. Right, the time that was done, the Yisedos Ahalim, that was putting it up. So that would fit into Rashi, as we've said. But let's see what the Maskana is. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's Kosher Amanas Lahatir. So El Amar Abayo, so Abayo gives a different shot. Shekain orge yurios shenifsika lahen nima kosher nosam. When these are put up the curtains and there was a knot that occurred in the curtains, they used to have to rip the knot, and that way, you know, they had to take it out. That's where they had to tie it. So I'm like Rava tirats the kosher matemekel meimar. Fine, if there was a knot that came together, they had to tie it. That's kosher. Where's matir? Where's untying? V'chitem, and if you want to say it's as follows. Also in the curtains, the misrami le tre chuti kitri b'hadi adadi. If you had two knots right next to each other and they didn't look nice, shari chad v'kater chad. You had to untie one and tie the other one, meaning make a makeshift type of improvement. So the Gemara says, one second, Hashul for the Melech Basar Adam Einosim Kain. In front of a Melech Basar Adam, you wouldn't do this type of unknotting and makeshift type of improvement. Lifnei Melech Malchei Melachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osim. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you never cut corners. Right? We have the principle elsewhere, Ein Anius B'Makam Ashirus. And that is, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, everything is fancy, everything is the highest quality, the highest improvement. So here, you wouldn't act that way. You get a double knot, you untie one, you knot one, you leave one. So there's got to be another area. So Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, L'maskana V'item Rabbi Eloi Shekein Tzidei or Tzadei Chilazon Koshrin Umatirin. They used to tie and untie the knots they used to use to trap the chilazon in order to get the trelas, in order to get the dyes, as they used to make traps. So that's where the kosher and matir appeared in the Mishkan. Number 2 points. Number one is Tosfos. Tosfos we had on Daf Ayin Gimel, right on the Mishnah. Tosfos discussed that in some malachas in the Mishnah, there's an almanas listed. It's an almanas. Mochek almanas lichtov, and soser almanas livnos, but you don't have matir almanas likshar. That's not in the Mishnah. And Tosfos asked, is that pedafka? Sarach ieni mechayev v'matir shlomanas likshar ilo. Umidelo tarnile, the fact that it doesn't say it in the Mishnah sounds like, you know, maybe you would be, even shalo almanas. Right, that's an important question because we untie a lot of things on Shabbos. Right, so do you need Amanas Likshar to be Daraisa? So Tosfos quotes our Gemara as a raya that you do not need Amanas Likshar. Because what was the example given, at least in stage 2? So, right, you untie one and you tie one. And we didn't reject that for Kshira reasons. Tosfos brings this as a raya, our Gemara, that Matir does not need Almanas Likshar. We mentioned on Daf Ayin Gimel also the stipler, which discusses, okay, we'll have to see it inside at some point in the future, that all the negative malachas, right, the destructive malachas somewhat, untying, destroying, erasing, all those malachas that are kind of the opposite of the constructive, that those have some korea, right, all of those are unique in their character. Most of them have the almanas in the Mishnah, but Matir does not. So is Matir different than the other ones? Just to keep it in mind, but that's Tosfos' diak over here. Number one. Number two, asks the Radvaz, a similar question to what was discussed earlier. We discussed on Daf Ayin Gimel and earlier in the Masechta, Choresh, Zoreya, all these malachas were in the Mishkan. Did they plow in the Mishkan? They were in the desert. Did they plant in the Mishkan? Right, so yeah, so Tosfos and Chulin says, oh yeah, the Be'er Shel Miriam, the Miriam's well made it fertile right around where they were in the desert. But that's a Chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch said that no, it just means that they would have had to do these malachas in the Mishkan had they been governed by Teva. But it wasn't, they didn't actually do every one. So a similar question is asked here. Where did they trap Chilazon in the Mishkan? Are they trapping, which water source were they near? Right, Saidi Chilazon. That's what the Radvaz deals with in Chelek Beis. Sha'alti, quotes our Gemara, and he says, "V'sha'alta mehechan ha'yalam chilazon sheyichlo latzudu v'halalo ha'yanimsa el b'chelko shel zvulin." The chilazon's up north by zvulin. V'chiyavshar ha'yalavu le'eret Yisrael latzudo. While they were in the Mishkan, they went up quickly. They went up the coast, right? They took the express, right? So what? So tshuva says the Ravaz, "Eidzu tricha lefnim." It's Yisod. Shalei chilazon matzuhu b'yam. The chilazon is found elsewhere also. Ubizvchelko shall zvulin haya ole me elav min hayam el hayabasha. By zvulin, that was the special bracha, where the chilazon kind of jumped out by itself and said, "Here, squeeze me, right? And make trelas out of me." So there's a special nace, or not even nace, a certain type of nature to the chilazon occurred up north. V'hayim alakdin osam, v'achash galu Yisrael lo haya ole. When Yisrael went into galus, the chilazon changed their ways. That is a special for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hishu, as we had earlier in the Masechta, the Hishu, Nuvuzradon, Ba'eretz, Midalas Ha'am, Lekarmim, U'la'agavim. We had that earlier, that Nuvuzradon, when he threw the Jews out of Eretz Yisrael, he left people who were specially well-versed in dealing with the Chilazon, the Chilzonos. So he says, Mash, Mashay, Yisrichal Atzudu. So earlier, they used to jump out only from Zvulin. But it's found there even after the B'nai Israel went into Golus, they didn't jump out. And it's also found in other water sources. V'cheid b'maisa mishkona yismuchin li'ama kadmoni yamsuf. Shahari ein bein yamsuf la'ar Sinai el adover muat. V'yoholchin li'yamsuf. V'tzadin oso shaya nimsa sham. Used to go back to the yamsuf. It's pretty amazing. Right? They think they wanted to go back. They still had the, they were nervous about Paro and the Mitzrayim. They said, go back to the Yamsuf, says the Radvaz. Vahainu, remember he lived in Egypt. Vahainu shlohutzuchu loma bechilazon kasher amru betachash lefishaya matzui. V'yapshah sha'arayom hu matzui. It could be that they're around today too. El she'in makirino so. O she'in yodin latzudu. Gamki enem tzrichim lo. Shetseva hadom eletchilis matzui harbei. Dainu istis, we have that color, we don't need it. Either way, that's the Radvaz and chelug bei simin tuf reish pei hey. About the chilazon bisman ha mishkan. Good, we continue. Vatover shtei tfiras. Tfira. Again, every one of these malachas we could spend hours on, but we're just trying to get our feet wet. Tfira. What is tfira? All the different types of connections that we have in our daily lives. What is tofer? What is korea? The sugya of diapers and the sugya of other tefira issues. Says the Gemara, v'ho lo kayama. If I sew two things together, it's gonna fall apart. I just sew, I put things under, over, two strings. That's the shear for tefira. It's not gonna last. V'ho lo kayama. So, right, they didn't have the types of tefiras that we have. Right, that could last even, I don't know if you want to say, in the world of zippers and the world of other types of tefiros. Again, I'm not saying that zippers are tefira, as we discussed in some halacha shiur, not for now. But if it's, they didn't have what we have, they just had sewing. So if you sew two strings together, it's going to fall apart. That's not shel kayama, and that's what we're going to learn later on. I didn't mention it explicitly, so I'll mention it now. In order to be a malacha do raisa, it has to be permanent. It has to be kayama. Let's say at least 24 hours. Maybe more, but at least 24 hours. So if I tie two things together and I move it, it's going to come apart. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vihu Shekashran. After you sewed it, you tied the edges. You did a, made a knot at the edges, and that's going to keep it two together. Ask the Ritva, you're going to keep it together, you tied it? What, so are you telling me that every time you violate Tefira, you should violate kosher? Because we just said, in the days of old, the real tefira, the sewing two things together, so the only way that lasts is if you knot it at the end. So is that to tell me that every time you do tofer, you do kosher? The Ritva has 3 days. Vitirtsu, number one. Kivan, this is a big chiddush. Kivan she'ein hakshira, rak la ha'amid ha'tfira, chashvina le'mishim tofer bilachud. Wow. If the only reason you're tying is to hold together the tefira, that's not considered a kosher that you're chayav for. That's just part of the tefira process, even though you made a knot. Number one. Number two, Mori HaRavzal, he quotes, Pirish kashram abdafka. You didn't really tie it. You just kind of like braided it. You made it like a bow maybe, but you didn't tie it. Number two. And number three, Kivan kagon shekashran amanas lahatir. Achrei kein. Mishim tekshira leka. Avo mishim tefira ika kivan shemis kayemes achshav. Third day is that there might be different definitions for Shel Kayama, for Kosher and Tofer. Okay, either way, three different days. The first day is the most mechudish, I think I would say. That even if, as long as you don't have in mind nodding per se, the nodding is only in order to keep the Tfira together, so then one would not be chayav for Kshira in that regard. Either way, that's the three types of Tfira. Bizman Hazel, we have types of Tfiras that don't require kshira, so it doesn't really come up always. But if somebody is sewing something, so then it might come up. That is the Ritva. There is a question in the Achronim. How do we look at this? When we say that there's tfira and there's kshira, do we say that the kshira is part of the definition of the tfira? Tfira requires the kshira. That would be like the first day of the Ritva. It's part of the definition of the tfira. It's not itself. Or do I say, no, it's separate, but it's a tnai for the maisa tfira, for the malach of tfira. But it's a tznai. It's not part of that definition. So again, that might be number three of the Ritva. That might be some of the Lundis. But L'may Nafkamina, the Minchas Ariel, which is a big fat sefer on Masechet Shabbos, quotes two interesting Nafkamina. What if one person does the Tfira and one person does the Kshira? Is the person who does the Tfira going to be obligated? Say if you say the Kshira is part of the definition of the Kshira, then this is going to be a case of Shnayim Sha'asa'u. Two people do a Malacha that one person could have done, and therefore they're not chayav daraisa. But if you say, no, tefira is the malacha daraisa, the kshira is just a necessary condition that's needed, so that as long as one person does the tefira, so that somebody else could do the kshira, the tanai. Number one. Or the other nafkamina, interesting, he quotes, is, what if I do the tefira 2 minutes before Shabbos is over, and I only do the kshira after Shabbos? So again, if the kshira is part of the definition of the malacha, then I did not do the malacha on Shabbos. I started to do the malacha on Shabbos, but I didn't do the malacha on Shabbos. But this is a maisa malacha that needs to be done on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if the kshira is just a part of the tanai, so then one wouldn't require the both of them to be done on Shabbos. Interesting discussion that's in the Minchas Ariel here on our daf. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, HaKoreya. Oh, by the way, kshira lamaisa is an important discussion, comes up by tying shoes. That's the big discussion of tying shoes. The Ramah is different days. How long does Shel Kayama need? A week, a day, we're machmir for the Shilta Giborim, right, which is quoted in the back here, Masechet Shabbos, the 24 hours. 24 hours is considered Shel Kayama, we're machmir l'chadchila for that day. Again, there are some days in the Ramah that quote that a week. So that's why, you know, Yishmak al-Mahakal, sometimes it comes up. Where does Kshira come up? Comes up in the old-fashioned gartels for the Torahs. Right, so now almost everybody has clips or Velcro, so it's not a problem. That's not Kshira. Or Tfira. But when it comes to when you used to have to make the bow in order to do the gartels, so that's a problem. Because when's the next time you get a lane? Shabbos morning is okay if you're going to lane Shabbos Mincha. But Shabbos Mincha, when's the next time you get a lane? Monday? And what if it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos morning? You're not going to use the star for another month? That's a serious issue. And the Shilta Gibarim says, even what we call tying our shoes, which is a bow on top of a knot, al niva al gabi kesha, we're also machmir for. So we have to be very careful if it's going to last more than 24 hours. We assume tying shoes is not a problem because it comes out within 24 hours. Unless somebody never ties their shoes except once every couple of months when it comes out and they always slide in and out, then it could be an issue. But one should make sure then that if it happens to come out on Shabbos, then you untie it within 24 hours. But most people, when we tie our shoes, you know, it's going to come out within 24 hours, so it's not going to be a problem. Garbage bags are the other issue. That's a serious issue. When we tie garbage bags to put it down in the garbage, so sometimes people make a double knot. That's kshira. Could be kshira daraisa. It's going to last. Could be it's going to last. Who's going to open this garbage? The only thing to do is to do the bottom, the closing the garbage, what we call a double knot, just the bottom part, not the top part, where it's very loose, but that's not a knot. So do that enough, and do that once, and put it into the garbage. But to actually knot it, like what we call a double knot, is not a good idea. Okay, says the Gemara. Kshira comes up a lot of other places, but we just mentioned those three. Shoes, gartel, garbage bags.
If somehow you find a knot in your Shabbos shoes.
If you find a knot that came unintentionally is not called a knot, halachically. So therefore, if my shoes get double knotted, so to be matzir, that is not a malacha. Right, anything that happened unintentionally, and also comes up by Tofer. What happens if two of the pages of my bencher got stuck together, as it usually does by benching? That's the page that's always stuck. So I want to try to undo it. So slowly I try to put my hand in and try to undo it. So as long as I'm as careful as I can be
in terms of not ripping words, and I do it very slowly, that's not called Korea. Because it didn't get together Bekavana. Anything that didn't get created Bekavana, undoing that is not a malacha. So that's why that would not be a problem. Okay, says the Gemara, HaKorea Amanas Litvar. So next malacha, Kriya. Kriya b'mishkan mi'ave. So it's interesting. We're asking about basically every malacha. Where was this malacha in the Mishkan? So, says the Gemara, Rabbah v'Rabzeir Dami Trevaya, where was ripping, tearing in the Mishkan? Shekein yuriya shenafal badarna. A curtain, the curtains that got a wormhole in them. So how do you fix a wormhole? So first you have to tear a little more in order to put a patch on. So Karin, ba, v'tofrenosa, that's what they used to do. They used to tear it a little more. And then sew it all back together. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. The first one has to do with Tfiras, that's why it's here, and the other two statements he said does not. But it's all one person. Hamoteachut shel Tfir b'Shabbes Chayev Chatas. If somebody has a loose thread at the edge of, let's say, two pieces of baguette, or even one baguette that's big that's being held together, and I pull taut that thread, that could be Tfir as well. Because now it's all loose and I'm making it tight, so that could be tfira, even if something is there, but I tighten it. Just another example of chira, where this tightening comes up also. Tightening the edge of one's tzitzis. Right, let's say my tzitzis are loose. So I'm going to tighten them. That could be, it's a big discussion in the acronym. The Aznibru has a tshuva about it, whether that's chira. That's why some say it's a good idea not to check one's tzitzis. Many times before we put our towels on in the morning, many have the custom of checking to make sure all the strings are there. Not to do that on Shabbos. Why? Because what's very common is that right after I check my tzitzis, every time I tighten and I pull it taut. And that could be a problem. It's not for sure that would be a problem, because some achronim say, this always comes out. By the end of davening, it's going to be loose again. But anyway, it might be a good idea to try to remember not to tighten one's tzitzis. So Rav says, if I pull it taut, that would be a Issur Daraisa. Vahalomi davar echa mina magush, chayev misa. And if I learn something, even one thing, from a magush, what's a magush? Rashi says, min hamamshichol avodazara. Some type of ovid avodazara. If I learn anything from him, I'm chayev misa. You can't learn anything from a magush. And vahayodeya lachashiv tkufos umazalos. If I have the ability to know astronomy, tkufos umazalos, the eno choshev, and I don't study it, Osir l'saper hemenu. Wow. You can't quote anything from them. What do you mean, from them? It should be you can't learn anything with them. What do you mean, can't quote anything from them? So Ben Yoyada says, no, it's Mida Keneged Mida. They don't want to study the greatness of God and be mefarsame the greatness of God with all the amazing wonders of the constellations. So don't quote. They don't want to quote God, so to speak. So they're not going to be quoted. Asur l'saper heimenu. That's the key, according to the Ben Yoyada. It is mida keneged mida. And again, if anybody just last week I was down south. It's just you look up and it's mind boggling. Mind boggling the constellations and the stars and all the science about how we know that if the Earth was in a drop its positions closer to the sun, further from the sun. I mean, the more you know about science, the more you realize the Godless Abore. It's just unbelievable. We'll talk about it more soon. But that's the Hasul Sabre, man. If somebody has the ability and knows, meaning, and they can be Mepharsim and tell the world how awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and they don't, and they refuse to acknowledge it, or even if they do acknowledge it, they don't share the wealth, that's a problem. Megushta. What's a Megushta? Rabbi Shmuel. Or Amgusha, is another girsa. Rav Shmuel, Chadam or Charshi, one says that it is a Charshi, which is a sorcerer, a machashef, Rashi says. V'chadam or Gedufi, and the other opinion says it is a Gedufi, which is an Oved Avodah Zarah. Gedufi have the word Megadef. He's always cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Testayim de Rav, Amar Gedufi. Let's say Rav is the one that says he is a gedufi, meaning an Oved Avodah Zarah. Damar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, halo me davar echa mina magush chayemisa. Because Rav is the one that said earlier that you're chayemisa, meaning if you are hanging out with an Oved Avodah Zarah, you can't learn anything from him. Because if it's a sorcerer, so then there's no iser to learn from a sorcerer. It depends what your kavanot are. Haksiv, lo tilman lasos, you cannot learn from them to do witchcraft. Avalata laman lahavinu lahoros. But you can learn in order to know what to do. Right? Bezdin had to be expert in sorcery. Right? Because they had to judge people. They had to be experts. So testayim, so we prove that Rav is the one that holds it is gedufi. Amr Shimon Pazi, Amr Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kol Yodei Alachashev, Tkufos, Betkufos, Umazalos, Veino Choshev. If anybody has the ability to be Mechashev, again, to figure out Tkufos, Umazalos, and he doesn't, Alava Kazuv Omer, V'espoal Hashem Lo Yabitu, they don't look at the work of God, Umaaseh Yadav Lo Ra'u, and they don't see the Maaseh Yadayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, this is the reason, part of the reason why the Rambam has Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Right, you read all the Rambam Hilchos HaChodesh, it's so complicated and difficult in terms of all the situations where the moon is, where the sun is, but that's Yodea, the Rambam was Yodea, Lachashiv, Tkufos HaMazalos. Amr, Shubar Achmeni, Amr, Bionasan, Minayin Shem Mitzvah Al HaAdam, Lachashiv, Tkufos HaMazalos, Hadam Notes and Mitzvah, Shenemar, Ushmartem Vaasisem, Kihi Chachav Aschem, Uvinaschem, Leini HaAmim. This is Chachma and Bina in front of the eyes of the world. Ezu Chachma Ubina Shi Leini HaAmim. What is the Chachma and the Bina, which is public? Havi Omer, Zachishiv, Tkufos HaMazalos. Right, just to have the Hanukkah connection, now that we are on the Motzai day of Hanukkah, says the Ritva, what's the Chiddush of this line? Right, that you could study Tkufos HaMazalos, this isn't Chachmas Yevanis. He just has that one line. He says, this is something that one should study. It's not one of those Asur wisdoms that one should not be involved in. This is a wisdom that one should be involved in. If you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, the language of the Gemara is mitzvah lachashev tkufos mazalos. Is this a mitzvah? The smag, one of the great sefer mitzvahs, counts this as a separate mitzvah asei daraisa. The smag in mitzvah mem zayin, tziva hakadosh baruch hu lachashev esat tkufos v'hamazalos v'hamoldos halavana kidedarshina b'mesecha shabbos. Mizeh hamikra. Right, the mitzvah asei to figure this out. Ushmartem asisem, he quotes our Gemara. Lefi, and he quotes, Lebishal HaTfuos, he connects it to Kiddush HaChodesh. It's a mitzvah Seder Raisa because it's connected to the other mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. But if you look in the Ran, the Sheetal Ran right here, Sheetal Ran quotes Rabbeinu Yohanan, who says, Lefi Shehi Chachma Mifu Ara, Umakir Gedolos Kono, Shetiknum Kirtsono. This is an unbelievable Chachma, and you recognize the Gavlus HaBore that created this world, the Ein Bahem Koach Lishanos Mashagazar Aleim, and all of these amazing creations do not have the power to change their way. Velola Heitibulahara, Ella Bertsona Bore, Shadon Bahem Bir Yosef Kechefso, Vyakir Tausa Mishtachavim Lashemish Layarech, and you study them well, you'll realize the mistake of the beginnings of the Avodah Zarah that worship these. They can't do anything. They're stuck in their orbit. They're stuck in their actions, right? So says the Shita Laran, that would bring me to Gavlus HaBore, right? The most famous source on this discussion about looking around at the world and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah talks about the two different ways that one can be recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam talks about, well, two different ways. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, he talks about the Niflos HaBore. The Rambam says, if I look around at the stars and the moon and the whole universe, that brings, at the same moment, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize what he's done for the human being, and everything he's given us, v'chulu v'chulu, umiyad. And the Rambam says, at the same moment, hu nir to lachorav, he jumps back because he realizes, you know, I'm a small nothing in the general view of the universe. So the Rambam says that in Perek Beis Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. There's another less famous Rambam though, and that's in the fourth Perek of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam says, "Ubizman shadam misbonein bedvarim ha'elu umakir kol habruim mimalach v'galgal v'adam, from the malachim all the way down to animals. When I look at everything, mosif ava lamakom v'titzma anasho samanafshi." I yearn to be close to Hashem, v'yichme b'saro le'eho v'amakom baruch hu, v'yira v'yefached mishifluso, v'daluso v'kaluso, k'sheyaruch atzmo le'echon me'agufos ha'kadoshim ha'gdolim. When I compare myself to one of these great goofim, you know, I feel very small. The question that is asked on the Rambam a little bit is that, how does it really bring to Avat Hashem and Yirat Hashem? Those are not connected to me at all. Those are creations without bechira, right, they don't have a separate existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into the orbits. And yet, you know, I'm supposed to learn from them. So there's another Rambam. The Rambam says they do have da'as. This is the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. If you never saw it, gotta look at it. Perek Gimel Achates. Kol hakochavim v'hagalgalim kulim ba'alei nefesh videya v'haskelheim. The Rambam holds all the constellations have a certain type of da'as. We don't know, not the da'as that we have, but they have da'as. V'heim chayim v'omdim u'makirim et misha amar v'haya ha'olam. They recognize God. The sun recognizes God, says the Rambam. The moon, the stars. It's just so clear to them that they never stop what they're doing. They don't like, oh, it's a bad day, they're not going to rise today, they're not in the mood. No, it's so clear to them, the clarity of the divine, that they never change. All of them, according to their levels, mishabchim umafarim liyotzram, kimo amalachim. Ukeshem shemakir mes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam, and just like they recognize God, kach makir mes atzmam. They have self-recognition. Just like a human being knows he's a human, the sun knows he's the sun. Or it's the sun. Umakir mes hamalachim shalom alamehem. And they know the malachim above them. V'das ha-kochavim v'ha-galgalim me'uta midas ha-malachim u'gedolim midas b'nei Adam. It's all on one continuum, says the Rambam. You got the malachim up here, and then you have the constellations, and then you have people. Right? It's all on one continuum. And then Pirush. There's no Kesef Mishnah on Yisodei HaTorah, these prakim. The Pirush says that you know how you know that? Because they go in orbits. That's his. He said they don't just like fall down like gravity. The fact that they go in orbits, he thinks, shows that they have Bechira. Okay, but says the Mefarshim, he says, you know why we say this every day? We say this on Shabbos morning. Yitzaram bida'as bavino uvahaskel. He formed them with das bavino uvahaskel. So what does that mean? So we always think it means Hashem formed them with Hashem's das bavino uvahaskel. But the Rambam says, no, he formed them having das bavino uvahaskel. That's the Shita of Rambam. So according to the Rambam, that's how it can bring me to Avos Hashem and Yeros Hashem, because they're on the same continuum as me. And they, the son, never has a bad day. He's never not in the mood to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he is meant to serve Hashem. So Kal v'chomer, me, I'm on such a lower level, but I see the great people do this. So that is all about including the sugya of Yodeat Kufos and Mazalos. We don't have time right now, but just to give you one more source, the Meshech Chachma's introduction, his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos. He talks about Yeshua and Moshe and how they were able to stop the sun and the moon and the stars, right, at the different times with Amalek and with Yeshua and Shemesh Begivon Dome, and how they were able to get to above the level of the sun and the moon. So look at that, Neshe Chachma, in this Hakdama to Shmos. Okay, now we get back to Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Hatzad Tzvi, if somebody traps a deer, v'chulu, trapping, v'chulu, Tanur Rabbanan. Okay, the next couple of lines, again, these three blot and klal gadol are huge. Right, the next three lines also we can spend a lot of time on, we'll do a little bit. Tanur Rabbanan hatzad chilazon v'hapotzo. If somebody traps a chilazon, right, we said before, that's what they used to trap. If somebody traps a chilazon v'hapotzo and then squeezes out its blood, because that's what you want to use. You want to use the blood for the tchelas. Eino chayiv ala achas. You're only chayiv one. You're only chayiv one. For what? For trapping. You're not chayiv for killing, according to the Tanna Kamma. Why not? We'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chayiv shtayim. Chayiv two, what are you talking about? Shay Rabbi Yehuda Omer, pitsiya bechlal disha, squeezing out the blood, forget killing, but squeezing out the blood is the malacha of dash. We said, what's dash? Getting the nut out of its shaft, getting something inside out, right? The Rambam says, milking a cow is dash, squeezing fruit on Shabbos is dash. That's dash. That's mefarik. Mefarik is the tolda of dash. So, see, getting the blood out is disha. Amrulo. So that's Rabbi Yehuda says. It's two malachas. Amrulo. The Chav say no. Ain't p'tia bechal disha. It's not true. P'tia is not bechal disha. So, Amar Rava, my time is Rabbanan. What's the svar for that shita? Why aren't you chayiv too? Kesavri ain't disha elugdule karka. No, disha is only by items that grow from the ground. We mentioned 2 days ago. There are two malachas where the Gemara limits it to gedulei karka. We have enough ayin gimel ein imur ela gedulei karka. If I gather svarim, there's no malacha there. It's only by items that grow from the ground, gedulei karka. And number two, disha. Lamaisa, we also paskin, like the Jumas Adeshin, we mentioned yesterday, tochein. That's not in the Gemara. Ain't tochein ela gedulei karka. That's in the Rishonim. But the Rava says, ein disha ela gedulei karka. Therefore, by fish, there is no disha. There is no mefarik. Says the Gemara, okay. So how about killing? Forget mefarik. Didn't you kill the fish as you squeezed it? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shepesom Meis. No, by the time you squeezed it, it was already dead. by the time you squeezed it. Why? Because you took it out of the water. It's very dead by the time you squeezed it. Ask Tosfos. So you killed it anyway. You took it out of the water and you let it die. So Tosfos has an amazing line at the end of Tosfos Hatzad. Hacha shemechilazon darko lefarkes ula karev misaso. The fish flails around and hastens its own death. And for Hilchas Shabbos, for Ritzicha on Shabbos, you have to do the entire act of killing. If the item hastens its own death, you're not chayev for the killing. That's the chiddush that Tosa says for the shita of the Rabbanan. So that's the psomes. By the time you squeezed it, it was already dead. Rava Amar, afilu tema shebetzome chay. No, even if it was alive, misasek ku etzon atilas neshama. You're misasek regarding that malacha. What does misasek here mean? We had misasek earlier. So Tosfos says, really, misasek here does not mean misasek. Tosfos, near Maskel misasek, says, hi, misasek lav dafka. What it really means here is, dover sheinu miskaven. You have no kavanah to kill the animal. You just want the blood. That's what misasek here means. The Pnei Yeshua discusses, why does Tosfos say misasek if Tosfos really means, why does the Gemara say misasek if it really means dover sheinu miskaven? So the Pnei Yeshua assumes that by a regular dover sheinu miskaven, everything you're doing is mazed. You're doing the act actively with knowledge, which might or might not cause the other result. Here, you're not. Here, you have no kavanah. Here, I'll read you the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua explaining again why does Tosfos say that? Why does the Gemara say this is misasek? It really means davreshin miskaven. V'haylishna lo ashkachan b'shas b'shum duchta lenyi misasek el lenyi davreshin miskaven. El hadol anok anok behed yatayim adarshin miskaven nearly dicker milsa the davreshin miskaven lo shayach el kshosev b'mezid. You're doing something b'mezid and you're not sure if the result will happen. Mashenkin hachad lenyin shogig airi. We're talking about shogi. We're talking about how many karbanos you're chayev. So that's why it has to be used in the lashon of misasek. Okay, give another answer, but that's the Pnei Yeshua. But either way, pashas of our Gemara is searching the miskaven. Says the Gemara. But what do you mean? Vabai v'arav adami travayu modir b'shimim sikresha v'oyamos. This isn't darshin miskaven. This is sikresha. The fish is going to die because you're squeezing out its blood. Answer: shiny hacha tekama deisle neshama tfei. The longer it is alive, nichaled, you're happier. Ki hechi deleitzel tzivei. It has a brighter color when it is alive, and therefore what? So the Ramban here has a day that says, and therefore you're only squeezing out some of the blood, and you're going to leave some of the rest, and therefore it's still only a darshin miskavit. It's not a psikresha. Because you'd rather it stay alive. That's the Ramban. The other Rishonim say, it doesn't sound that way. As you squeeze out some of the blood of the fish, it's not going to stay alive. So other Rishonim give different shot. And Rashi says, this is psikresha, but it's lo nichalei. That's what it sounds like from the words of the Gemara. And psikresha lo nichalei is not an isadaraisa. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. Tosfos says, maybe it's a malacha shenis richa legufa. You're doing it for a different purpose. But either way, all the Rishonim try to figure out exactly here how it gets out of being in Isser d'oraisa, according to at least that day of the Rabbana. Good. Just one other ha'ara, and that is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Disha has a shita which many of the Achronim all discuss. The Rambam says that Ein Disha, this is Perachas al-Chazayin, like the Gemara says, Ein Disha el Gidule Karka. Disha only applies by items that grow that are Gidule Karka. And then the Rambam says, Mefarik is a told of Dash. And then the Rambam says, when you milk a cow, you're chayef for Mefarik. And when you wound a person, wounding also, a big sugya, which we have to talk about, you're also chayef mishum Mefarik. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask the Magad Mishnah, ask the son of the Rambam was asked. How could the Rambam first say, Disha only applies to Gedulei Karka, and in the very next line says it applies to animals and people. Are we Gedulei Karka? Says the Magad Mishnah, yes. Gedulei Karka doesn't always mean grows from the ground. Gedulei Karka might mean nourished from the ground. And therefore we eat items that grow from the ground, and so do animals. So depending on your halachic context, it could be gedulei karka sometimes means literally grows from the ground. And sometimes means, no, anything that lives off the ground. So fish are for sure excluded. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Because fish aren't gedulei karka according to any definition. But according to Disha, at least according to the Rambam, animals and people are gedulei karka. There is Disha by, if I give somebody a black and blue mark, according to the Rambam, that's dosh. Because I am moving the blood from where it was and taking it out and putting it into a different place. Wounding somebody, milking a cow, according to the Rambam, that is all disha. Okay, that is quoted on the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin. Again, there's more for that in that Rambam, but we'll leave it for now. Next, v'hashochto, shechting. Shochet mishumai mechayiv. What is shochet chayiv for? Unusual question. What do you mean? It's one of the Lamed Tes Malachas. What do you mean mishumai mechayiv? Rashi says the pshat is, where was shechita in the Mishkan? And is it only shechita? Is it only shechita? Why can you, it sounds like from the Mishnah, it's only if you shecht halachically? What if you just kill? Why? Mishumai mechayiv. Where is it in the Mishkan that you needed shechita? Tosas a little different pshat. Tosas just says, what's the root of the Isser of Shechita, right? Not Lav, last line of Tosas. Lava Shochita Mastis and Koi. It's not Dafka going on Shochet of the Mishnah. Just asking, what is the root of the Malacha of Shochet? So Rav Amar Mishum Tsoveya. Wow, Rav says Shochet connects to Tsoveya. I color the neck of the animal when I shecht it. Ushmuel Amar Mishum Natil Seshava. Shmuel says, no, the real act of Shechita is killing. And if you go off Rashi's pshat, meaning it's lav davka shechita. Mishum soveya in mishum netilas Hashem alo. The first opinion says only soveya. Ema ach mishum soveya. It means you're also chayiv mishum soveya. Amar Rav, milsa da amri, what I just said about soveya, ema ba milsa, let me explain it to the leisu dari basroi v'lechu alai. So the later generations don't come and start laughing and they think I said something foolish. Let me explain myself when I said soveya. Soveya, why you chayim mishum soveya, but my nichale, why do you care about the tzviya element that happens when you kill an animal? Nicha, delisvis, besa shchita, dama. No, you want the blood to shoot out and to cover the area of the neck of the animal. Ki hechi, delechzuha inshi, so that people see it and they realize the shchita occurred today. And it's very fresh. Velesa velizvunamine. And they'll come and they'll buy it. So that's why when you kill an animal, you dafka want the tzviya to occur. Period. Ask the Rishonim, 1 second. We know from elsewhere there's a principle called Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. There's no Tzviya by foods. Are you allowed to make tea on Shabbos? Yes. Allowed to make, what about iced tea? There's no bishul issues, right? There's no problem with Tzviya on Shabbos. So what is the Gemara talking about? There's no problem with Tzviya by food on Shabbos. Answers the Tosas. Tosas said, it's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. And Rav holds, there is a problem with Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Unbelievable. Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. That's what the Tosas Rit says. But other Rishonim say, no. Right, maybe this is or Zeru, I think, says, we're talking about on the hide of the animal. That's not edible. The R is not edible. That's what we're talking about, number two. Or number three, the most basic answer is that, when do we say ain't tzviya ba'ochlin? If the tzviya of the food is just a byproduct. Let's say I put peanut butter on a piece of challah. So now the challah is colored. It's colored brown. There's no tzviya. There's no problem with tzviya there because the coloring is just a byproduct. I'm not doing it to be colored. Iced tea. You know, it just has to be a byproduct. I want it to taste good. But if I'm coloring something because I want the object to be colored, I'm not using it as food. Let's say I'm a caterer and I want to color something in order to have it as a centerpiece. I'm going to put some coloring in water to have it as a, that's a malacha daraisa. That's not ochel. If I'm using ochel not for ochel, so then that's a malacha. That's not a tzviya ba'ochlin. So too here. The neck of the animal, why do I want it colored? Because I want people to see it. They want people to see it's fresh. So that is why it is a problem. If you're not doing the tzviya, to be mesakein the ochel. Good. We'll have to talk about the difference, by the way, between tzviya and kosev. Okay, so we have to get back to that, but not right now. Viter. Vamocho, vama'abdo. Two of the malachas were salting and tanning. Says the Gemara. Isn't that the same kind of malacha? Hainu molech, hainu abed. Hainu abed. It's the same malacha. When you prepare the leather, the hide, to make it into leather, you salt it in a very heavy, salty liquid. And same thing as tanning. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokash, Rabbi Shavayu, you're right. Afikhad minayu. Take out one of them, that's the same halacha. Va'ayel sirtut. And put in sirtut. The scoring, as it's translated. The scratching on when you get a piece of hide ready before you are about to what? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says before you are about to cut. The Rambam says before you are about to write. Right, in machlokas, you mark, you indent a little bit on the cloth in order to make it easier either to cut, Rashi, or to write Rambam. So that is one of the Lamedes Malachas, Sirtut. We put Ma'abed and Moleach together. The Gemara is, even though two days ago we said that Borer, Zorah, and Merakade are all very similar, but they count as three separate Malachas because they were in the Mishkan, Moleach and Ma'abed we don't count separately. The Gemara assumes those are exactly the same Malacha. It's part of the same process. So that's why we don't say that they counted separately. Good. I saw in the Chashukei Chemed. What about, right there, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Medaktikin that marked their challah before they cut it? Right, Meikra didn't have to do anything because you have to have Lechem Mishnah, so you don't cut your challah before you make the bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Medaktikin that marked the challah. We discussed this in the Mesechus Brachas. So it's as if you started to cut the challah before. What about Sirtut? So, says the Chashukei Chemed, ain't Sirtut for Ochlin. Right, there's no sirta by ochel. Even the Gemara doesn't say it. That's the pashtus. There's no sirta when you're marking, when you want to cut an ice cream cake and somebody starts cutting, like, yeah, cut over there. There's no sirta when it comes to ochel. Good. Here's a couple of other interesting shilas. What about if you are mezuzah, we paskin lahalacha, requires sirta, or else it's pasul. What if you do sirta on Shabbos? Are you chayef two malachas? Sirta and amakam apatish? Because now you've made it a kosher mezuzah? Interesting discussions about sirta. Okay. Either way, Amar Rabbi Bar Avuna, Chayim on Demalach Bisra, Chayim Mishum Ma'abed. If somebody salts meat on Shabbos, you're chayef for Ma'abed because you are processing and salting. Rabbi Amar Ein Ibud Ba'Ochlid. Rabbi says no. When it comes to food, there's no Ibud. No Ibud when it comes to food. Amar Rav Ashi, Vafilu Rabbi Bar Avuna Lo Amar El Tukab Boylei Lo Urcha. Even Rabbi Bar Avuna only said that when you're about to eat it. Avol Abesa. But when it comes to even Rabbi Rav Huna, who said it's usur, he only said that when you're salting it to take with you for the way, meaning not for immediate consumption. Avol abesa, but if you're just salting something in order, you're dipping something in salt? Lo mashvi inish mechla eis. People don't make their food into wood. Meaning they don't put on tons of salt that would be the malacha of ma'abed. And that is one of a maisa, just putting a little salt on anything is okay. The only issue might be heavy salting of raw vegetables. Heavy salting of raw vegetables, that could be an issue. Or if you want to make cucumbers into pickles on Shabbos, so that could be an issue. But just regular salting, the Ritva says the Eberfeirish also, but you don't need the Ritva. But of course you always need the Ritva. But the just regular putting salt on, even on your salad, a little bit of salt on your salad would be okay. Just heavy salting on vegetables would be a problem. Weiter. Vabamachko, vabamachatcho, smoothing and cutting. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Chanina. Hashof bein ha'amudim b'Shabbos, chayim mishum ha'machek. If you're smooth between the pillars on Shabbos, so that's smoothing. Rashi has an unusual pshat. He says it's the floor. You have these pillars in front of your house, you smooth the floor, that's ma'machek. So there are other Rishonim say, that's ma'machek? If you smooth the floor? We had yesterday, 2 days ago, on Shabbos is daf. That's either boner or chorish. That's not smoothing. Smoothing doesn't apply to the floor. So now Rabbi Shimon saying it has to do with the pillars themselves. You're making this pillar smooth. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Gibel Dvarim Sachli, Rav Ashi Mishmei, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Hamagara Rashi Klun Solos B'Shabbos, if I sharpen pointy sticks on Shabbos. Chai Mishim Mechatech, that's Mechatech. Let's say you sharpen a pencil on Shabbos. That's Mechatech, that's cutting to a measured size. Hamamarech Ratiya B'Shabbos, if I put on a bandage and I put gauze on the bandage and I mush it around, chai mishum amachik. If I do it actively, that's mamachik, that is smoothing. Taking a mushy substance and smoothing it. And if I chisel on Shabbos, chai mishum makab apatish. That is the malach of makab apatish, which B'Hashem will talk more about makab apatish on tomorrow's daf. But let's just try to continue. Amr Rabshim and Kisma, Amr Rabshim and Malakish, Hatsar Tzura B'Kli. If somebody makes a picture on a Kli, on Shabbos. Or I blow glass. So you make glass. Chai mishum makim epatish. Those are all makim epatish. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Chai man deshokil akufi miglimi. If somebody takes off the extra strands at the end of a beggar that you don't want, chai mishum makim epatish. V'hanimila tekapar alai. As long as if you're makbet on them, you don't want them there, that's all makim epatish. All these are examples of the finishing touches, which again, we'll talk more about lumdis tomorrow. Hakosif sheyosi write two letters, turn around on, kazavos achas gadola. V'yesh bimkom alatov shtayi pater. The malach is writing two letters. If I write one huge letter, even if I could have written two there on Pater, because I only wrote one huge letter. Machak os gedola. V'yesh bimkom alatov shtayim chayiv. If I erased one big letter, but there's enough space to write two there, I'm chayiv, because I did mechika in enough space to write two osios. Amar Rabbi Menachem Berab Yosi, v'zechorim b'mochek mi b'kosev. That's a chumra of mochek, then by kosev. Erasing the area of two letters is chayev. Writing one letter in the area of two letters is pater. Habon v'asosher mechav v'amaver v'amakav v'patish, rabbi v'rab zir d'amit ravayu, kalmidi d'isvei gemar malacha, chayev mishomakav v'patish. Anything that is finishing touches, that's makav v'patish. Elu avos malachos, Elu, what is it repeated at the end, the last line of the Mishnah? Lafuke midi Rebbe Lazar, the Machayev al Toda b'makamav, is excluding Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar holds that if you do an Av and its Toda, you're Chayev 2. We don't paskin that way. We paskin if you do an Av and its Toda, you only Chayev 1. So that's what the Mishnah is excluding. That Shita, you only Chayev 39. Not like Rebbe Lazar. Chaser achas, dafka 39, lafuki mid Rebbe Yehuda. That phrase is explaining Rebbe Yehuda who adds in two more. The Tanya Rebbe Yehuda, Mosif es a shovet v'hamadaktik. He includes shovet, lining up the threads in the lube, v'hamadaktik, and beating them down to stay straight. Amrulo, and we said to him, Shovet harihu b'chal mesek. Shovet is included in spreading the threads on the loom. Medaktik harihu b'chal orek. And medaktik is part of the weaving process, is not counted as a serah malacha. Does Rabbi Yehuda have 41? Or he must take out two others? Because l'chora, everybody has 39. But tomorrow we'll start with the lumdis of makab apatish, and to talk about the difference between kosev and soveya, how do you know one, how do you know the other, and then, Bezeshem, we get into issues of hotzah. The next couple of blot are all about different hotzah. What is the shear for different objects that you carry out? Okay, we'll stop here. There's no daf ayin shear tonight. I have a simcha, but Bezeshem, we'll have one later in the week. And again, the daf ayin gimel is up.